Hey everyone, welcome to the Small Town Talks podcast, episode 11. Last week, I was supposed to have a podcast, had a bunch of stuff going on with the recording setup and where I post my podcast. I think I talked about it just a tad bit on social media, but I didn't really cover it that much. So we're podcast 11, 1 week later, which I'm kind of happy because a lot of exciting stuff happened this weekend. If you guys have been paying attention to the Small Town Talks podcast bracket challenge, Duke played Sunday of this past weekend here, and they got beat by Michigan State. And I had Duke went going all the way. I was in first place in the podcast bracket, over 70 entries, $50 to first place. It's still happening. But now it looks like it's about three people that could win it if Michigan State wins, or a couple people if Virginia wins it all. So hopefully you guys win that. I'm excited to give that money to whoever won. That's pretty big. There's a lot of people that entered, a lot of brackets, and no perfect brackets. So Duke lost to Michigan State by a few points, a couple points, and I'm just a little surprised that they, at the end of the game, they give it to RJ Barrett, and RJ Barrett's great. He is. He's a great player, but Zion is just elite, you know, and he's been, every time he gets the ball, he is just going to the hoop, three-pointer, dunking, whatever you want, you know, and he's just there. Stephen A. Smith was talking. He's top 50 NBA players right now, and he hasn't even entered the league yet. He's just a freshman in college. I'm a little surprised that Coach K didn't put it in his hands. You know what I mean? Because you think about Michael Jordan. Even if Michael Jordan couldn't take the last shot, the ball was in his hands going into crunch time. And so if he gets triple teamed or double teamed, and Zion can't make a basket, at least he can pass it out. But they gave it to RJ Barrett, and, you know, RJ Barrett's great, but I was just a little surprised, and a lot of people are talking about that, how Zion should have gotten that ball. I think they would have won. I think they would have won everything if they just gave Zion the ball. It reminds me of the Buckeyes when we didn't give Zeke the ball, and Ezekiel Elliott at the end of the press conference, and right after the game, he's like, I wanted the ball, you know, he kept going on about that, then he apologized, but he was right. They didn't give him the ball. They passed. We weren't doing the greatest with passing, but Zeke was giving us 4, 5, 6 yards. I think he was averaging like 6 yards a carry, and all we needed was a couple yards, and we passed it. And so Zeke was getting frustrated, but it reminds me of Zion in this game Sunday. I'm just surprised that they did not give him the ball. You'd think someone that elite in crunch time would just, here you go. You make something happen. If they triple team you, you can pass it out to an RJ Barrett. Now RJ Barrett's wide open, you know, but, or even a Trae Young, that's their point guard. Zion could play point too. I mean, a lot of those guys on that kind of, you know, they can take the ball down the court. But anyways, so that's what happened with basketball. Baseball, season started for baseball. I went to Goodwill and they had a whole collection of baseball. They're like 7-8 inches tall action figures. I'll have to post one on my Instagram. It was pretty cool because it looks like someone's whole collection of them. They just got rid of them. But they are just so like precise in the way that they were made and so realistic. And they're in different poses. Like there's even a baseball player completely lunging out. And they got, you know, they're kind of like he's in midair going for a ball, and it's pretty cool. I'll have to post that one. And then we got, you know, Ricky Williams, football, Miami Dolphins, Alonzo Soriano, an old New York guy. Really cool, really cool. I'll have to post some of those on Instagram so everybody can see. David Ortiz, when he's hitting his home run, they got that too. But they had that at Goodwill for $2 a piece, and I had to grab them. I'm a big sports guy. I don't know if you guys have seen the photos of the room. The podcast area, it's just full of sports stuff, and I'm going to try to figure out where I can put this stuff on the wall. Maybe I'll have to move some stuff to the ceiling. There's already a bunch on the ceiling, but maybe I'll have to move some stuff to the ceiling to try to make some room to put these, because these need to go up on the wall. I don't know. I'll find a spot. What else is going on? Pretty exciting that summer's coming, but it does not feel like it. It's like 40 degrees outside right now, but it's sunny. But we just had snow over the weekend, and it's April now. It's a little nuts that we're not getting warm yet. I thought it was supposed to be pretty warm by now, but it's not. But I'm pretty excited anyways. This summer is going to be exciting. I'm actually excited about mowing. I don't know. There's something about mowing. If you ever actually mowed, put your headphones in, listen to a podcast. That's funny. I honestly got to say, I think that's what made my interest in podcasting is mowing. Completely correlated and caused. When I was mowing, I stopped listening to music because I just didn't feel like listening to music. And so I started listening to podcasts while I was mowing. And because think about it, our land's 5 acres. It takes about 2 hours to mow. You can listen to a couple podcasts. You can listen to my podcast. You can listen to a couple other podcasts while you're mowing. There's a perfect time to listen to the podcast is while you're mowing. I mean, I don't know how big your yard is, but so summer's coming. Baseball kind of shows that. I'm excited about going to some baseball games. Want to go to some Columbus Clipper games, go to some Reds games, go to some Indians games. I want to go see some other stuff. You know, I just love sports a ton, but I want to go to the Olympics. I'm super excited about that. That's totally a bucket list. Have to go to the Olympics sometime in the next 3 Olympics. So the next 12 years, maybe 16, maybe 4 Olympics. In the next 4 Olympics, I have to go to one of them. You know what? I'm interested. Where are the next 4 Olympics? How far out do they know? I want to go to the Summer Olympics. I'd go to the Winter Olympics too, but like the Summer Olympics is where I want to go. I want to see some track. Totally want to go see some throwing. I ran track in high school, so I definitely want, it's pretty fun to see it like at a professional level. How fast people are, how far people throw. All that. It's amazing. Okay, so here's the next Summer Olympics. The next Summer Olympics is in Tokyo. I could do Tokyo. I've always wanted to go to Japan. Japan's pretty interesting. They got their stuff. They're pretty efficient. I always learned about the technology, how crazy it is there. 5 new sports will be added to the Summer Olympics. Baseball and softball, karate, sport climbing, surfing, and skateboarding. So that's pretty interesting. It seems like the X Games is kind of getting in there, and they've got baseball now. Well, Japan is huge on baseball. I wonder how much they had to do with it. Japan is like baseball, baseball, baseball. And then 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Ooh, this is kind of interesting. The next Summer Olympics after Tokyo is in Paris. That would be kind of fun. Okay, here it is. Here it is. I'm doing it 100%. 2028 Summer Olympics is in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, July 21st through August 6th. I'm 100% doing it. 100%. I'm going to mark it down on my calendar. There's a goal. Totally going to the Summer Olympics in 2028. I'm marking that down. Make sure I do that. What else is going on besides the Olympics, sports, all that stuff? Garage sale. It kind of goes with my goodwill point. I like finding deals. I like, you know, flipping things. Watch Gary Vee. He flips stuff, goes to garage sales, finds something that someone wants to get rid of, and then you flip it. He's really big about that. And it's really interesting. It's really a fun thing to do. Just have, you know, throw a couple things on eBay. I think everybody should do it. He's kind of big on that too. But garage sale season is starting up. We just had a garage sale. We're going to have a garage sale again later. I'll tell you what, guys. I don't know if you guys are like me. Just if you see a garage sale, stop by. You don't know what they have. One time I got the whole set of Ping irons, golf clubs. And I think the guy just wanted to get rid of them. He didn't ever play, you know, golf anymore. And I think he said $35 for the whole set. And I bought them and then flipped them. That was totally fun. I think everybody should do that. You should stop at garage sales. Go for it. I know that's going to create competition. If you want to take it seriously, I know a lot of people take it seriously. Like they're out there every weekend to make it part of their job. You know, a lot of people make good money doing that. What else is going on? I don't know. There won't be a podcast next week also. I know I'm kind of just a lot of stuff going on. I'll be gone a lot. I'll be basically gone next week. So I won't be able to record one next week, but there will be one the week after. So, and then it'll be stay steady from that point forward. Hopefully we won't be skipping any more podcasts after that. But what else is going on? I don't know, guys. I'm pretty excited. Glad you guys listened. I know there wasn't much going on. You got some basketball. Go flip some stuff. Make some extra cash. Yeah, get outside. It's summer. It's 40 degrees, but summer's coming. I mean, it's basically almost here. It's April, but you know what? Who cares? Get outside. Wear a hoodie. Just enjoy it. Bye, guys.